Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town Podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. And we give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town Podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's me, Sean, from The Horror Show that you're listening to. I just wanted to post an update. I actually meant to record this last night. I am recording this on Tuesday, sitting in my car at work. And just wanted to say thank you guys for supporting the show. And I'm so sorry that I have not posted any updates about us not recording the last couple weeks. We did the live show a couple weeks ago, and we did not do an episode this week because Joe is moving, and it has been a stressful move for him, to say the least. I don't know what he's going to share about it, but there are some stories to be told coming out of that move for sure. So hopefully he shares some of those. But you know, it's given me some time. I worked on my house, which I've kind of neglected, since moving in, because unlike Joe, where he was smart to be like, I'm not recording, I'm going to work on my house. I was like, let's just pretend that everything will get done itself, and it hasn't. So, it was actually great for me. I was able to paint, get some shit done in my house. So we appreciate you guys being patient with us on this. We will be back next week, though, for sure, 100%. I don't know what movie we're going to do, though, so why don't we make this a game, guys? Shoot me your recommendation, Sean@IHateHorror.com. I'll pick one of your guys' recommendations. We'll shout you out on the air. Or hit me up on the IG, you know, at IHateHorror. Send us what you want us to do. Make it fucking good, though, all right? I'm sick of this shit. We gotta watch something really crazy, really fun. I'm excited to get back to recording. So, shoot us your ideas. We'll take them over. And, is this a solo Sean show? I haven't done a solo Sean show in a minute. So I don't know if this counts as one. Probably not. But I gotta get back into work. I want to blow my fucking brains out. It's the worst week of my life. So, send us those recs, guys, and, we will see you next. We will talk to you next week. You know what's weird? I actually have this like weird empty feeling in my stomach, like as if I haven't talked to, my friends as of late, and it's you guys. It's not Joe. I mean, I talk to Joe daily still, but it was like this weird feeling of like, oh, I didn't talk to, like, you know, when you don't talk to your pal in a minute, like that's what I felt like this week. And I realized it was cause I hadn't recorded. And like, cause when we were, as soon as an episode drops, you know, we get tons of messages and you know, it's like you get this, feedback and you get to talk to people instantly. And that hasn't happened in a while. So I think I felt a little empty inside. So we will, we'll be back next week for sure. We'll have a Patreon app. We'll definitely have a Patreon app, and then we'll also plan out our hopefully we'll do a Patreon live show and a free watch along type of thing. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, of course. Make sure you follow us, Instagram.com/IHateHorror and Patreon.com/IHateHorror. I don't know, I think so. And, yeah, guys, almost everyone should have your merch. So, you know, if you haven't, let me know, or, you know, check the tracking. But I think we're all set on the merch. I think everyone, I had so many great emails about the quality of it. It was so cool. And when once that finalizes in the next week or two, I'll probably drop the remaining quantities we have, which is not a lot. And then maybe if there's enough demand, maybe we'll do a reprint on like another color or something. So I'm thinking like a neon yellow shirt. Wild summer vibes. All right, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate you all. And we will be chatting with you, kind of. We'll be with you on Tuesday. Goodbye.